Brad runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from GEICO for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it gonna happen? You know, the big GEICO surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they gonna jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious GEICO ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, oh man, look, this is the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. This is my pod. Thanks for checking out the video. If you're watching on YouTube, thanks. If you are listening on Spotify or on Apple, December has been a really good month for us and we appreciate your support wherever it is. But as I've been telling people, if you are listening to the podcast on Apple or Spotify, at least come and subscribe to the YouTube page, the House of L YouTube page, because I'm going to do some coach content on there. And it's going to be short, kind of like this episode. Look, fam, what do you want me to say? You watched that, right? Like, you watched that thing that the Bears were doing where they were playing football or something that I guess looks like football. I am amazed at how they continue to come up with ways to surprise us. And they come up with ways to keep us watching because they're extremely interesting and not good at all. The losing streak continues, and you're just watching a mediocre team slog one out against a really bad team. And early on in this game, I was like, oh, well, the Bears are going to get trucked because they were giving up 7 yards a run. And they said the defense settled down and they kind of did what they needed to do. And they didn't let Geno get into the red zone and all of this stuff. And on the flip side of it, you can only score 3 points. The interception streak comes to an end on the second to last play where Caleb Williams is just like throwing a grenade because he's got no other choice. He's got to throw the ball up. Maybe someone will make a play for him. Maybe someone will block for him. This was one of those things where, was he sacked 7 times? It's like, for real, it's like they're trying to match the David Carr record. Like, what are we doing? I said this on my video for the score, and I'll reiterate it. Those of you who listen or watch the podcast know that I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. I hope you didn't watch that. You don't need that type of stress in your life. They pay me the medium bucks to watch these games. That's my job. But I'm telling you right now, if I didn't have to watch tonight because I'm doing a show with Leisure tomorrow, I would have finished the second season of Silo because it's getting really good. And I was upset. Like, we got off an hour early to do the show, and I got home, and I was like, great, I can get in an episode of Silo before I watch the Bears game because I've been sports all day. I can get a little sci-fi in my life, and then I can watch the Bears. And I watched an episode. I was like, man, I really want to watch another episode, but I got to watch the Bears. I got to watch Simone Biles' husband not be able to tackle early on. I got to watch bad football be played. I got to watch the quarterback under duress. I got to watch the quarterback holding on to the ball too long. I got to watch him and Rome Odunze not being on the same page and both of them being right in the situation. But it doesn't matter. Caleb misses Rome. Rome does the right thing. He's like, I found a soft spot in the zone. I'm right here. Throw me the ball. Caleb's like, no, you should have kept going. And he's right. Both of them are right. Both of them are right. But it's stuff like that that doesn't allow for you to believe anything that happens with this team. People overuse this term, but in this case, it's spot on. Or this idiom. I just wasted 3 years of my 3 hours of my life that I'll never get back. That's what that was. That's what it was. It was just, it's just, here's the best way I can, that was a background game.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from Geico for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big Geico surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
That's a game that should only be paid attention to as you're cooking dinner, as you're helping your kids with their schoolwork, as you're doing lawn work if you live in a place that isn't Chicago. That's background. This would be a background game. Because nothing really interesting happened in that game. I mean, the Jalen revelation was interesting. We will have to follow up on that. He's out here naming names of coaches. I should have asked him last week. I should have asked him, which coach do you like? Apparently, though, like the nihilism in him was like, it doesn't matter who they bring in. Like, that's the conclusion after talking about all the coaches, the conclusion that he comes to is that it doesn't matter. And he's right. As D'Angelo and Laura Hill said, nothing really matters at all. With this team this year, like, wow. It's just a waste of time. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. With every game that passes, Ryan Poles looks worse. His roster looks worse. Attrition is part of the game. Guys get hurt. It happens all the time. Detroit's got 21 guys on IR. 21. Can you do something for me? But they are still playing at a high level. Ryan Poles told you that this roster was going to be easy to make, or not be easy to make. It was going to be hard to make. There it is. You got drive-killing penalties. You got ineffective plays, ineffective play calling, guys lined up in the wrong spot. All of those things. And so, like, you know I was rooting for Thomas Brown. And I know that there are a lot of people who love Thomas Brown. I hope Thomas Brown gets an opportunity to be somebody's offensive coordinator. He'll get one head coaching interview, and it'll be with the Bears, and it's because he did them a solid. He didn't have to take this gig, and he took it. So he'll get his interview, and I hope he's ready for it. But, woo! That was dusty. A dusty, dusty game. And you know what? Chicken butt. No, seriously. I'm done. Like, that's it. There's no reason for me to go on. even if you didn't see it, I just told you about it. There was nothing interesting that happened in the Bears game. Sorry that I have to be the one to tell you that. I hope you didn't watch it. Like, I truly hope you did something else. Because what were you staying up for? You could have gone to bed. You could have gone to bed early. Who doesn't like a little bit more sleep? Instead of these dudes, like, ruining your night. Because that's all they did is ruin your night. So, yeah, I'm out. I appreciate the support. You know what? The episode before this one where I talked about what we did on the afternoon show, way more interesting than what the Bears did in their game. Go back and watch that, or go back and listen to that. It's called Spike in the Football. I'm telling you, you'll have more fun. You'll have more fun. I'm so sorry that you have to put up with this, truly. Have a wonderful rest of your night or rest of your day. I know that you are going to be tempted to watch that Packers game. I know that's the only thing that you're going to be living for as a Bears fan. I'm telling you, don't. You can't even play spoiler for the Packers. Don't do it to yourself. Start thinking about next Sunday now. Like, start thinking about what you would rather do than watch the Bears get beat up by the Packers to end the season. Brunch, a trip, of driving the country, anything other than watching that next week. Start putting your list together. Chores, shopping, watching other NFL games, being on Red Zone for the whole afternoon. I don't care. Just don't do that. Okay. Peace.
Recording stopped.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from GEICO for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big GEICO surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious GEICO ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with GEICO commercial insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.